Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, your page has been taking a hard look at the at some of the issues, particularly the economic issues recently of the two campaigns.
In the governor's race, yes.
Correct, yes. And what have you found?
This is also piggybacking off of some of the fine reporting that my colleagues on the news side of the Sun have done. We've taken a look at the budget savings plans that have been proffered by both the Hogan campaign and Anthony Brown's campaign. And now the Hogan plan has been under scrutiny for some weeks now about some pretty blatant errors in it, you know, decimal point in the wrong place, complete misunderstanding of these audits that it's based off of, it included $450 million related to school construction when, of course, Mr. Hogan had no intention of cutting $450 million of school construction, which is, in fact, more than we spend on school construction in a year. This has not, of course, stopped Anthony Brown, the lieutenant governor and the Democratic candidate, from holding news conferences around the state with local officials to say what the Hogan school construction cut would mean for Montgomery County, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, and so on.
Places where he might actually be seeking some votes or people that care about public education.
Yeah. Despite the fact that the Hogan campaign has said repeatedly this is not true, he persists. Not to be outdone, the Hogan campaign has seized on some elements of Anthony Brown's cost savings plan. He mentions the idea of having a comprehensive efficiency evaluation of state government, and he points to a couple of other states that have done this and have found lots of ways to save money. And so the Hogan campaign is pointing to one that took place in Florida that included ideas like cutting school breakfasts or cutting funding for community colleges or cutting funding for student scholarships and things like that, and is doing now precisely the same thing the Brown campaign was doing of accusing Mr. Brown of proposing all of these things when, in fact, he has done no such thing.
What do you make of this, Andy?
Well, it's a really ugly and dispiriting race, getting uglier and more dispiriting.
It sounds like some of them need to go back to the schools that they want to shut down or not shut down and figure out what's wrong with their arithmetic skills.
Exactly. Because the thing is, if you do dig down into the Brown budget savings plan, he thinks we can save $1.5 billion over 4 years. There, that is not exactly airtight either. There are plenty of areas of misinterpretation or kind of hand-waving about the numbers. It's not nearly so solid as the number of footnotes it contains might lead you to believe.
Well, so, Andy, this is a somewhat disingenuous suggestion by me, but do you see a write-in candidacy developing on anybody's front right now, given the choices we have?
Well, we have gotten a number of letters to the editor recently from people who are completely fed up with the whole thing. Some of them are suggesting, hey, take a look at Sean Quinn. He's the libertarian in the race. Others are saying, hey, write in Heather Mazier. You'll recall she was
She was the class of the primary,
The squeaky, clean, positive campaigner from the primary. And you could see how that seems awfully appealing to people at this point.
Well, it's kind of a sad state of affairs, Andy, and I thank you for coming in to speak with us about it.
All right. Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.